other forms of extremism in the liberal line, which says, for example, Islam is in your heart. Islam is in your heart. You don't have to wear it outside like a show to show people that you are a Muslim. It's between you and Allah. So, if that's the case, you don't have to wear hijab. You know? Hijab is a show. But Islam is in your heart. So, you find oftentimes amongst liberal Muslims that those elements which are known in Islam and have been known for the last 1,400 years, put aside. So women may not wear hijab. Men may wear short pants which expose their thighs, which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forbade. Oh, Islam is in my heart. That's another extreme. Yes, the scholars of Islam say Islam begins in the heart. That's the birthplace of Islam, the heart. It is expressed on the tongue, and it is acted upon by the limbs, by the body parts. All of that makes Islam. Not just one. If you only act on the outside, but it's not in your heart, then what? You're a hypocrite. You're a person pretending to be a Muslim. You do the things that Muslims do, but you don't believe. Of course, who knows that? That's between you and Allah. And if it is in your heart, but not externally on your limbs, as you claim, we have to say that your claim is a false claim. Because were it really in your heart, it would have been manifest on your limbs. And what you have, well, what has happened to you is you have been tricked by Satan into confusing faith and knowledge. Confusing faith and knowledge. Because what distinguishes faith from knowledge is action. You may have the knowledge, as Satan had knowledge of God, but without the action, and added to it arrogance in the disobedience of God, then Allah describes him as a disbeliever. So that knowledge, yes, the person say, it's in my heart. Yeah, the knowledge is in your heart. But the faith, no. Were the faith there, you would live it. It would be on your actions. There's no way that you could reject what Allah and His Messenger has commanded you. No way.